Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm coming from Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. I would like to ask your opinion. Does anyone in your household work for a radio or television, newspaper, advertising agency or media organization or any political campaign?
No. Una encuesta. Una encuesta. Hello?
Yes, I'm thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Not likely at all.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? Is white, Hispanic, African American, Asian, or other? Thank you so much.
Hispanic.
What is your age?
38.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Not sure.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on would be the most to help you and your family? Could be corruption in city government, floating sea level rise, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety.
Affordable housing.
Thank you. You would now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Manolo Reyes. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Miguel Gabela?
Nope.
Okay. The next one is Damian Pardo.
Nope. No, that one either.
Daniela Levin Cava.
I've heard of her, but I don't know anything about her.
Okay, so you have no opinion?
No.
Okay, what about Aileen Higgins? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know who she is.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
No.
Christine King.
Nope.
Keon Hardemon?
Hello. Mm-mm. Not that one either.
Okay. Next one is Raquel Regalado.
No.
And Joe Carroyo.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Probably.
Thank you, ma'am. When voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing it, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor or no against the measure. So the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. And the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establish possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, and provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
Against. Is that going to be on the ballot?
Yes.
Is that for sure? Then I'm going to have to go on vote. I have no idea.
No, that's a measure that might be on your ballot. It's not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And would you say you are definitely voting against, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And it says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor, no against?
Yes, in favor. Yes.
Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
Definitely.
Thank you. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, should City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding and require at no cost the city, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
I will have to look into it. I don't have an opinion right now.
Okay, thank you so much. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one says, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. You will approve or disapprove?
Same thing. I will have to look into it and see more information before I decide.
Okay, the next component says, allowing office space to be included. Approve or disapprove, or you're still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development. Approve, disapprove, or undecided?
Undecided, too.
And creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Still undecided.
Okay. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It will also create the new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay, This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes or no against this referendum?
I will still be undecided.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Oh. Maybe the shops.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
About the project, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess the shops and the marina.
Okay. Let me record your answer, and thank you so much. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal, or if it will make no difference?
So far, I'm not sure because I don't know if I support her or not.
I understand. And I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, from whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
I think I didn't even vote.
Okay.
Well, for sure, it wasn't. Yeah. If I did vote, it wasn't Donald Trump. That's for sure.
Okay. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry or the country?
Puerto Rico.
Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, most English but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
We always speak Spanish at home, but we are all bilingual.
I understand. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.